Jim Robinson, good evening.
Good evening, Musa. How are you?
I'm good, good. Is this the executive mayor? I see executive mayor, you've called us back.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah. I am. I'm going to be the executive mayor of the local municipality.
So, executive mayor, what seems to be the issue around the issue of electricity? Because earlier we were told that there was a protest that ensued there. And when we are trying to get hold of you, Abanbeba, Delegel, Utabanaki, and subsequently now I'm told electricity is bad, particularly in Ward 5. What seems to be the issue?
You see, Musa, that demonstration was a well orchestrated, well coordinated demonstration just to gather a sympathy from the community to social media and to push propaganda. Machinery so that people will then say the motion that is tabled against me tomorrow is valid and legit. Look, I'm here in the scene. I'm next to the shipping where people were rented, where people were, they bought books. And unfortunately, Council Majosi bumped into myself because I was here alone, trying to check what's going on. These were with a rented crowd. There's no one here. Mut currently Councillor MMC Marago. And Majosi did arrive. I then confronted him to say, but you can't push propaganda. At some point, you must live with integrity. You must grow.
Yeah.
So, yes, we have a challenge of electricity based on the overloading. But our system that we have installed, called the SCADA, is the one that monitors the load. So to avoid the town to be on the dark, therefore the system will monitor where there's load, then the system will cut off, and it works like that.
Yeah. Executive Mayor, there was an allegation. Yeah. So I don't know if you
No, I wanted to clarify that was a propaganda monster and well orchestrated and coordinated by individuals just to score a cheap political points.
Yeah.
Because I'm here on the screen now, there's no one.
Yeah. I know that.
I was with just Councillor Majosi himself. Okay. He came to check whether this plan did work for him or what. Unfortunately, there was no one when he arrived. It was only me. And I was waiting for Councillor Marago just to clean the road. There are only four tires that were bent next to the road.
Yeah. Executive Mayor, how best you rate your service delivery effort since you took office? I know that earlier this year you were on the station talking about the 100 days in office since you've taken over as the municipality. How was the handover project? Because largely I've heard about Majosi obviously giving credit to the administration they led with Ubabutela Mithabete. What was the handover like? You know, what are some of the issues that you had to encounter when you took over? And how is the state of particularly the service delivery now?
Okay. Now, thanks. It might be very difficult to rate myself. But what we can say, Musa, is that when we took over as this new administration, there were areas that had no water totally, including where I'm living, which is Lost Section, Basil Reed, Nkashi, Sping, or PJ Home. Part of Palama, Crossroad Extension 2. But we can bravely indicate to you that they've started to get water, and we are pushing that at least all Highline areas they must get water. We are hard at work, but in as far as service delivery is concerned, I and Musa, we are doing very well, to be quite honest. Portal patient, water supply, and to monitor the electricity challenges that we are having now.
Sure. Tomorrow there's a motion of no confidence, primarily against you. I know earlier I spoke to your party, the ANC. How do you feel? Do you feel confident that you will survive?
Musa, we are confident that we're going to survive the motion because we're working very, very well with the EFF and we were listening to the chairperson of the province. From the economic forum fighters, he was very clear and keen to say there's nothing wrong between us, our relationship with the political, and we are in a good relationship. So we are keen that we're going to survive the motion.
Yeah. You know, this preparing assessment of Councillor Mgomezu. I spoke to the DA about it. You know, they raised the very same sentiment that Councillor Mthimkhulu, they've never had her speak in council. What really informed you as the executive mayor? I know it's a prerogative of yours as the executive mayor to appoint MMC. What did you see, or what do you want to achieve, you know, in that particular portfolio that you have entrusted to Councillor Mthimkhulu?
Okay. You know, Musa, when I took over as an executive mayor, I was undermined as well, that I'm wearing big shoes, I'm not going to make it. But I can tell I'm moving, and we're proving very nice. So to sit back or to sit somewhere and undermine Councillor Mthimkhulu and start to criticize her without having a problem to gauge him and say he's not capable, there's an issue of capacity. As the mayor, I'm not a patriarchist. We need to give women a chance to lead. And people should lead and prove themselves. And I know that if she's capable. Because, you see, if you have a heart to work with people, if you have a heart of service delivery, if you have a heart of delivering what is needed from you, therefore, why can't we give you a position?
Mm-hmm.
She will make it.
Were you bound by the arrangement of the EFF and the ANC in the appointment, or there was no other councillor you would have entrusted that particular responsibility to, or were you acting on party line when you, in fact, when you appointed Councillor Mthimkhulu rather?
Not sure, Musa. I want to be technical. In the ANC, the if I deployee, the deployment committee that deals with deployment, and through the relationship that you are having with the EFF, there were discussions took place, but I'm not the spokesperson of the EFF.
No.
And then we then have agreed that no, we have a capable person who is Councillor Mthimkhulu that must take position.
Mm.
So nobody took a decision under gunpoint. I had to make my own determination to say no, she can make it.
Executive Mayor, let's talk to you for this evening. All the best ahead of tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
Executive Mayor of Liqua Local Municipality, Councillor Mgomezu Rude of the Liqua Local Municipality, talking to us following that earlier we ensued a conversation and we were told there was a protest that ensued. But I must say also, you know, I think it would be disingenuous of me not to say, you know, when Obab Machozi sent me this script, I said to him, look, connect us with some of the people on the ground. And then he sent me a text that says, I'm rushing there. And then almost 3 minutes later, he said, the electricity just came back now. They've dispersed, the executive mayor is here. So I just want to put that out there, because I did ask him to link us with the people who are already protesting, because I wanted to speak to them. And then he said he was running there. So when the mayor says he found him there, I don't know whether he was acting on our instructions or he had his own instructions, but I thought maybe let me just say that you and Ross.
As a responsible podcast producer, Ross FM is committed to programming that is entertaining and uplifting, news that is accurate, and comment that is fair. We avoid anything that could be harmful to children, amounts to hate speech, or contains gratuitous violence or explicit sex. To underline this commitment, we are signatories to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa's Code of Conduct. If you believe we are not adhering to that code, you can inform the BCCSA. Simply visit bccsa.co.za for more information about how to lodge your complaint. Rather FM, Mpumalanga, Avishe.